Take two, action.
Okay. So you want to start?
It. Yeah, I'll start.
Just feel the points. I can just feel the points diminishing right now.
Just about to start. You had to interrupt me again.
God, I hope I get it this sound.
Okay. Before we start, sorry, Miss Kniggy, for all this bullshittery that's about to go down. We didn't mean for it to happen. This is our second time. The first time took around 10
That's not
minutes, close to. Guys, we should probably restart this because we did not get anywhere. Soda opening in the background, slurping, just laughter. So this is our second run. Yeah, hope you enjoy.
I'm out of coffee. Okay. Anyways, so we are reviewing the podcast known as Serial, Season 1. And we're investigating the case of
The Maryland court versus Anand Saeed.
Damn.
Now, normal murder investigations, normally the criminal at or was at large, the criminal will be thrown behind bars and all the family members and community must go back to their everyday lives, trying to cope with the loss of their loved one. While the criminal behind bars is rightfully judged for the crimes that they have committed. Other times, however, you have very odd circumstances, odd being focused on due to the fact that in this certain case, the person who is thrown behind bars and judged may have not been the true killer. The true killer may, in fact, still be roaming around today looking for their next victims. So, this is the Serial podcast. No copyright since we changed the name. I'm Nash Tsebelak, along with my co-host Connor Miller. Say hi, Connor. Okay. So today we're going to be focusing, as we said before, we're going to be focusing on the Maryland court versus Anand Saeed and how everything has just been thrown around and completely, and I dare say this, fucked
Scuffed.
up. To the point where it cannot be fixed.
It's just scuffed.
Yes. Hashtag fix your shit. Anyways.
Oh, this podcast is going to a raving start. Okay.
Yeah, Miss Kniggy. Yeah, drink that coffee. Breaking the fourth wall here. Anyways.
She's gonna hate us. Okay.
Yeah, she will. Including everybody else in the class, like they
pretty
don't
much.
already.
Okay. So,
You want?
episode one. Or you just want to go along with just talking about normal investigations, or did you already do
Have not gone over. I just went over that. Yeah. God,
that?
dude, get with the script, damn it. Look at the fucking script. Come on. Look at the script, damn
ASMR.
it. We haven't done the fucking script yet, bro. Come on.
Okay.
We're going to lose our grip because of this. Fuck. Can't get good people these days. Damn.
It's fine.
Anyway.
This is a
So.
transition.
This is a crappy transition.
Yes.
All right, so a little bit of background for all those people out there. This is a podcast based around what my friend Connor here said, the Serial podcast. For those of you who have not seen the Serial podcast, we totally recommend you go listen to it. They're starting, I believe. Fuck. They're starting their fourth season, I believe, soon. Three seasons, but we're focusing on the first season of Anand Saeed. So, again, for those of you who have not listened to this podcast, a little background. Anand Seid was a American teenager who had a Middle Eastern background. His parents were, I
Muslim.
guess you could say, yeah,
Were they Muslim?
very conservative Muslims.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't want them
For
participating
sure.
in
They were first
like
generation
regular,
immigrants.
yeah, and they didn't want Anand here or there, not really here, but there to do normal American teenager things. Normal
They didn't
teenager
want their
things.
child to pick out of tradition.
Yeah, they didn't want it to be like a 1990 like kid who was always talking to girls, smoking weed, and having sex a lot. But hey, yikes. Anand Seid just went out and did everything that they told him not to do.
That's an F in group
Rebels,
chat.
yeah!
That's an F in group chat. All
Yeah, fuck the police. Yeah, so that's
right,
pretty much what
okay.
he did.
Not so much swear words, are just coming from your part.
It's Miss Kaniki. She's okay with
Sorry, I'm
this,
trying
all
to
right?
be Nash is the one trying to be a rebel. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, just so you know, this is a very, very non-child podcast because there's a bunch of cussing. So it's a little late for that, but you have time to shut this podcast off. Go on, give us
It's fine.
that
I can edit this out. It's
F.
okay.
Yeah, put subtle bleeps.
It's fine.
All right, so Anand Seid was thrown into prison due to them thinking that he did kill Heymin Lee. Again, for those of you people who have not listened to the Serial podcast, go listen to it because you're not going to get any of these damn references. Heymin Lee was a girl, ex-girlfriend to Anand Seid, which was found dead. So police were like, oh, hey, look at that. It's the ex-boyfriend. He did it.
Now, I think I find this to be interesting because this takes place on April 9th, 1999, which is about a year and a half, or year and a half to 2 years before 9/11. So,
Yeah, so there's no reasonable way to throw in
to set a
like
marker
racism.
for precedents beforehand, before
Yeah.
delving further.
So there's no real way that you could throw in labeling due to this because it happened before. But you still have the racism part, but you could cross out labeling due to 9/11 because a lot of people are probably thinking, oh no, they did 9/11. Ugh. So just throw that out there. You can't do that. Let's get back on track though. So pretty
She
much the whole case.
went missing on April 9th, 1999, and her body was found on February 9th, I believe. Wait, no. Yeah, February 9th.
Yeah, February 9th. And the interesting thing is that her body was discovered in Linkin Park. Hey, and FYI, a little fun fact for you guys. Linkin Park is not actually Linkin Park. It's spelled Lenkim. For
Come
just people
on,
in Maryland.
in my skin,
Yeah, just
these words
it's just
they
people.
will my heel.
It's just people in Maryland are like too lazy to say Lincoln, or I guess they're illiterate to say Lincoln, but it's not really supposed to be pronounced Lincoln Park, but they just roll with it.
Take out the middleman. It's all right. So.
Yeah, her body was found in Lincoln Park, and that was pretty much the start of this whole chat
Nash,
fest.
Nash, don't
I
swear.
said I said chat. I said chat. I didn't say
You're
that word.
gonna give me a headache
I
earlier. Earlier.
almost did. I almost. Anyways, this is like what YouTube is now. You can't cuss. You gotta like use other words. They'll still probably copyright us. Anyways,
And
or
then
not copyright.
when they analyzed the body, they found the cause of Heyman Lee's death was manual strangulation via hands.
Yes. That's what manual means. Manual circulation. Anyway.
No, I thought it meant like take a piece of paper that says manual and just strangle. Perfect.
Funny. Okay, so
And the cops eventually found that her ex-boyfriend, Adnan Syed, to be the culprit and was arrested for the crime.
now I could understand why they did this, why police went to Adnan Syed first, because normally in a crime of quote unquote passion, the ex-boyfriend is most likely the culprit due to the fact that, oh, she broke his heart, he was outraged and just lost control and killed her. That boyfriend at this time had a pretty tight alibi. That's the word. Alibi, yes. He was at his job and his manager, his mom, said that he was there all day, and they even saw his check-in points was during the time of this murder. So we could cross Don, the boyfriend, out completely.
Yes.
Someone who is very interesting actually discovered Hayes' body. We'll probably rant on this a little bit.
And it was
Mr. S.
the
Doom,
janitor
doom. Yeah.
or the custodian.
Somebody. Just somebody. Mr. Somebody. Is that why they named him Mr. S? Mr. Somebody?
I have no idea. I think it's just abbreviation of his name. I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyways, Mr. S, after a very illegal thing, drinking and driving, he stopped on the side of the road to go take a leak.
Mean, was it illegal back in
And
1999?
it's stupid. Let's just say that it was stupid. But
Yeah.
he stopped. He went out into the woods about, what did they say? About 100 and over 125 feet from his car into the woods to take a pee, just to, have some privacy. And somehow, miraculously, he discovered Hayes' body behind a fallen tree. What I mean by miraculously is that detectives, when they're there, they knew that the body should be there. They knew that the body would end up where Mr. S said. But even they couldn't find it until they stumbled up face to face with Heyman Lee's body. So how did Mr. S just wander out there, turn around, and see a little bit of hair sticking up behind a tree and say, "Oh, hey, that's a dead body"?
Oh, dude, that's a
Doesn't
hell
make any sense. Like Superman with that X-ray vision.
I should just walk out drunk. Just, oh, okay. Oh, that's a dead body. All right. Sounds about right.
Yikes. So yeah, they brought him in for investigate and for what is it? It's not an interview, not investigation. Questioning. Yeah. What's that? They brought him in for questioning, and Mr. S did have a background of being a streaker. That's a very good profession right there.
All right.
Yes.
I need an
Nice.
adult.
All right. So Mr. S found the body and they soon released him. So police go looking around trying to figure out what happened to Heyman Lee's body. By this time, I believe they've already arrested Adnan Syed. No. Yes, they have. They have arrested Adnan Syed and he's in jail right now awaiting his trial.
Yes.
And now they are questioning probably the biggest liar anyone's ever heard of. Is I is it, he's not his, they don't say he's his best friend.
No, it's just his
They
friend.
don't say they're friends. So are they acquaintances?
They're more mutual acquaintances, I'd say, but whatever.
Mutual
I guess that's
okay,
their
they're a
friend.
mutual acquaintance. Jay. Go ahead and tell him how he's
Yeah.
a asshole. Oh.
Jay was Anand's friend. He smoked tons of weed. Yeah.
Yeet.
1999.
Yeah.
Smoking tons of that.
420.
Okay. Yeah, on my notes it says Jay was Anand's close friend.
Even though, but it's weird. Why do they say they're close friends, even though both of them come out and say they barely even know each other? Well, Anand says they barely even know each other.
Don't know.
And I mean that he's probably lying too.
Probably. So along with that, he gave police information regarding Adnan and whereabouts of Hay's body.
Yes. Yeah, this is where the inconsistencies start piling in.
Yeah.
Where, like Jay said, hey, I saw Heyman Lee's body in the trunk at this place. And then the next question, he says, no, it wasn't that place. It was some other place. We buy weed.
Hey. Let me finish. Okay.
Sorry.
When Jay got interrogated by the police, he stated that they went shopping and talked to Adnan, saying that Adnan said he was going to quote unquote kill that bitch.
Oof.
And said that he dropped Adnan at the back of the school to quote unquote kill Hay. And that Adnan left his cell phone. I put quotes around that bitch is dead. Pick me up at the Best Buy.
A lot of quotes in here.
Yep. I wrote a lot of quotes down. He also
He gave him
stated
his
that
card
they,
too.
yeah. He also stated that he went back to the school to have an alibi by the track team. Or Adnan went back to have an alibi by the track team. But he also stated that Adnan killed her with his bare hands, and Adnan buried Hay at the Lincoln at Lincoln Park and methodically planned Hay's death.
Yes.
So
The story just keeps getting more and more twisted around from that. Just a lot of other inconsistencies. And it becomes very present that Jay, you can't trust anything that dude says.
yes. And believe that was the end of, the end of the first episode.
Yeah. Well, no, his inconsistencies go on to chapter four. That's when it starts, you know, like, oh crap, Jay's not, you know, telling the truth at all. Just keep getting worse and worse.
And oh, we forgot to talk about the Sarah Koenig, the writer, host, and reporter of the Serial podcast.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Miss Cohen. She's the one who we're getting most of this information from. So thank you.
Yes. And in, I believe, the first episode, she went to go talk to Adnan and found that Adnan is quote barrel chested and tall, Which I mean, yeah, I believe. What,
Yeah, do
16?
all that prison work.
Yeah, 16 years in prison, that'll toughen you up.
That'll buff you up a little bit. Yeah.
Anyways, on to episode two.
Yes.
This is focusing on Adnan and his parents.
I
You
believe this
wanna.
is the episode. Yeah, I believe this is the episode, no, episode two, is where his parents catch him at the homecoming, if I'm correct, and they drag him out.
Yes.
Embarrassing him and all that. This leads to, hey, I'm starting to think that maybe she's the one who's causing all this trouble with Adnan and his parents. Adnan says no. She starts throwing like the guilt trip, like, oh no, I can't be with you because I'm pretty much the devil to you, but I really want to be with you.
right. Oof.
Typical teenage drama. That's what's
I
going on.
hate those typical teenagers.
Yeah.
Mama.
They're like freshmen. Let's just say that.
Good.
Except Fortnite wasn't made back then. All
Thanks.
right.
Thank you, Nash, for dating this podcast. All right.
Well, I'm sorry.
God, you're like Endgame. You have to date everything. Jesus.
I'm sorry. God, trying to be a
Is,
good podcaster.
I can't have a steady podcast. This is why Miss Kniggy is going to give us an F.
Yes, it is. All right, let's get back on track. We can't get distracted anymore. I don't want to
Guess
do this again.
either go in or go all in or go all out. Why not?
Screw it.
Keep on rolling, boys. Okay. I
We're
believe
sorry.
when they bring in a character named Don.
Yeah, that's the boyfriend. The new boyfriend of Hay.
I don't know why. I think I was half asleep when I did or when I but this I put in parentheses blonde and blue eyes.
Yes, no, yeah, that's his look. He's blonde with blue eyes.
He's Aryan. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, before Hay got with Dawn, I guess she was juggling emotions when she was with Anand, and when she was like viewing, I want to say seeing. Viewing just makes it sound weird. Seeing Dawn. And then she said, "What, Anand? We done." She broke up with him and went with Dawn. And hey, unlucky number 13, she dies. So, oh.
Think we
Yeah.
like go through this because we have like what 9 more episodes to go through.
Let's just run through like the simple stuff because we pretty much already got chapter 4. Because we need to get to who we think is the murderer.
Yes. Okay.
That's the whole part, the first part.
So pretty much, basically wondering, did Adnan actually kill Hay, or is something much deeper happening? Is basically the premise around
Yes.
the podcast.
Yeah. Is Jay trustworthy throughout the anything? No.
Nope.
Because he even says at trial when Miss Gutierrez, FYI, Miss Gutierrez was one of the it's not defendant, it's lawyer of Anand. Then she started slack. I guess she started slacking off towards the end. Didn't help Anand. And then she put F in chat and died. So you have a new lawyer. Stop laughing. You have a new lawyer now. And things aren't going well, but we'll get that soon. But Miss Gutierrez died. But during the trial, Ms. Gutierrez went off on Jay because Jay even said that mostly what he said inside the interview, not interviews, questioning of the police officers with him, Jay did say that he lied multiple times. And he said, "No, I'm not lying right now." If he's lied multiple times, and the police still trust him, though.
I wouldn't. No
The
siree.
other thing, this happened a few more chapters at close to like the end. The prosecutor even I don't want to say bought, but helped behind the scenes with Jay to get him a lawyer. So the state pretty much bought Jay a lawyer to help him out in this,
Yes.
without Miss Gutierrez or not knowing.
Yes. Okay.
I believe that's a obstruction of justice. Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
I might have the wrong term, but let's just roll with that. Obstruction of justice without letting them know ahead of time. So yeah, it seems like the court was working with Jay. Now, a few more chapters ahead, things don't really look that good for Anand at all. Cell phone towers, please, and people saying, oh, he was asking for a ride with pay.
Nash, I
What?
call total BS on that cell phone tower. That is
Why?
misleading evidence.
Okay, tell the viewers why.
Okay.
Or possible viewers.
Because since Adnan gave Jay his cell phone, I am pretty sure that he did most of those BS cell phone calls just to back up an alibi.
Yes, but it's the Aisha call
Yeah, the Aisha call.
that seems to be in a little bit of trouble. That's the one call that, bothers a lot of people. I mean, we did get Jennifer, no, yeah, Jennifer to say
Yeah.
that she did see Anand and Jay at her house. Again, we can't really trust Jennifer either because she's an associate with Jay. And she has lied once or twice, not enough to say that she can't be trusted, but enough to just look closer at her, at what she's saying.
Can't trust that woman.
Can't really trust anybody in this case.
Trust anyone in the city.
Nope. And we don't even live in it.
Oh boy.
So, just a lot of things. Now, yes, the cell phone towers aren't that reliable. At the same time, they do ping off Anand's cell phone inside Linkin Park. Now,
Yes.
again, someone else could have had his phone. But
Which is
with
why
all the testimonies, they do say that Jay and Anand were both there. So, how do we know that's true or not?
not sure.
This whole we are saying are trying to say that Anand did not do it
Yeah.
in this case, but
He did have something to do with it.
he does he is hiding some information, but not enough to give him the life sentence
Yeah.
that what the court gave him. He deserved a little slap on the wrist, not a whole B slap across the face. Just, yeah. I said no go. I said no on that, chief.
No pimp slaps.
Nah.
So, you just want to get down just right to the ending? Or is there more information you want to spill out?
Well, Sarah Cohen did give us a little bit more information,
Yes, she did.
trying to show that Anand probably more than likely did not commit this murder when they tried to follow the route in chapter 5, the route that Anand more likely took.
And there's
to
no
go to her.
freaking way he's able to make that route. Nope.
And there's a small, minute chance, but little to, I'm going to quote her on this, little to no error to occur in this killing. So he must have done this perfectly. It is technically possible, theoretically,
This is
but more than
premeditated
likely, this
violence.
is.
We're looking into a premeditated murder.
Now Jay did say yes, he was talking about this beforehand. But at the same time, he did say before at the other questioning that he talked about it that day. So again, we can't really trust him. And now Jay also brings up how he saw a nod at outside Best Buy. That's a real kicker. There was never a phone booth at Best Buy. There was one, though, in the blueprints, but not in like 19, what, ni ni they said 1994? I believe they said there was a phone booth there. But on that certain day, and that certain year, 1999, there was no phone booth whatsoever out there. There may have been one inside, but there's no payphone outside of Best Buy.
So
Oh, yeah.
was a major outlier in that case.
Yeah. Multiple outliers in this case, actually.
Because someone doesn't know how to keep their alibi straight.
Yep.
Thanks,
Nobody
Jay.
knows. Besides Dawn, ish. So, we haven't given that much information other than knowing that Anand's lawyer didn't really help him out that much. The court seems to be working with Jay. Jay is a lying piece of crap. And everybody else, really, in this case, does not really give any solid clues onto what's happened because everything is all jumbled up. Everybody has a different viewing point on who Anand is, how he acted, how Jay is. Just nothing really matches up except for the more than likely the really bad luck that Anand must have had to give Jay his phone and his car to the person that's convicting him of the murder. Really bad luck right there.
That is so some pretty bad luck. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Some black went on. Okay.
Now, there is a possibility that even though Anand says he didn't kill her, kill Haemin Lee, Sarah Cohen did talk to a doctor about this. If I can see who the doctor. Oh, yes, Dr. Ewing. Dr. Ewing did bring up the possibility of slight amnesia, that maybe that they did, that Anand did get fed up with this, and he did lose it and kill Hay. And then after that, just his body in general decides to just forget about it. Just out of pure fear or rage, just blanked out. Now, hearing Anand, he does not sound like a psychopath or sociopath or whatever path.
No, because that's weird, because he just sounds like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Mean, I suppose you could say the most serial killers, but I
Do
digress.
look like normal people. Yeah. It's weird that he did not sound like that. So I guess that we have to come up with our theory now.
The court found him guilty and he was sentenced to life in prison, which is total BS, by the way, because most people that are convicted with murder don't really get that long of a sentence.
It's first degree, though.
Oh, true.
People with second and third degree murders seem to get less, but first degree, yeah, you would get the max. You would probably get the maximum sentence to
Wait,
this.
wait, wait. Also, to bring in another case of a case from a person called Jason Wolf. Jason
Oh,
Wolf
yes.
basically had the same, was kind of great as a non-Saeed. He was just a
Yeah.
typical high schooler. There was a drug dealer that was shot and killed, and there was so-called evidence that backed that Jason Wolf was there and murdered the drug dealer by his, what was it, one of his friends or some other or some other former testimony that said that Jason Wolf committed the murder, and Jason Wolf was sentenced to death. And after Jason Wolf was put on to death row and killed, the person that gave the testimony lied and said that, what was it, that he did it? Or completely lied and said that Jason Wolf wasn't the culprit?
Yikes.
That's, yeah, I love.
It's
Our justice system's just dandy. Woo.
Yeah. Society. Woo!
Okay. Now, Bash, or Nash, carry off with the rest of it.
Yeah, so Jason Wolf was convicted and he didn't really, do it. So he was still sent to death. Yay. Now,
That's very comforting.
yeah. You gotta go and go to sleep perfectly tonight. Who knows? You might be convicted of murder. I'm sorry.
Now, fast forward to, what was it? When did the new case break out?
The new case broke out recently. I believe.
Say
Let
what,
me go back
22?
onto my
Yeah, look it up.
Chromebook here. Sorry, I do not have this open. As of recently, March 3rd. No,
March 3rd.
March. No, not me. In March. Let's say in March, a Nancy was supposed to have a new trial. But the court of Maryland decided, you know what? We're going to, throw that reverse card down and say no. So he did not get a new trial.
Oh, you.
So he's been serving his life sentence for killing, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see it, but air quotes, killing his ex-girlfriend in 1999. But new evidence came out pointing that Mr. Saeed may, in fact, have not killed Heyman Lee due to the fact that, this is the wrong website, due to the fact that the DNA samples that came out, the soil samples found on Anand Saeed's clothes that day that he was convicted, like on a murder, the soil samples did not match anything at Lincoln Park. Not on his shoes, his pants, anything in the car. Nothing matched. And the hairs found on Heyman Lee did not match Anand's.
Interesting.
And people would, you would think that she would fight back and she'll get, like some sort of, skin underneath her fingernails of her killer. But there's none there. No skin, no DNA evidence whatsoever of anybody, besides Hay. So, just very weird. They're still holding him in.
Yeah.
See.
Well, I think we should go on to our ad break.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're not prepared for this.
Okay. Ad break. 3, 2, 1. Have you ever felt like you were sleeping on something like rocks?
I sure have.
Well, I have the product for you. It is called Casper Mattress.
Whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah. Well, there are some pretty high-end mattresses that come in through the mail.
Yes, there is.
And I haven't slept on one just yet, but hopefully they can sponsor us. Hopefully.
Yeah, hashtag hopefully sponsor us.
If you go on to Casper Mattress's website, buy some and hopefully try it out today or whenever you get it shipped in through the mail. Casper Mattress, please sponsor us.
Yes. And I believe we have more time to do one more ad. Okay. You ever feel like you're living in a desert and you need something to drink and there's no water around you? I sure have, because we live in the damn desert. So you ever think about, well, I want something cool and fresh and sweet? Well, hey, I have the perfect thing for you. Arizona sweet tea, real brewed and southern style.
Oh,
This stuff is amazing. I've been drinking this non-stop. All right. The nutritional values are amazing.
again, not sponsored, but please sponsor us.
Yes, we need money. Yes, this stuff is amazing to quench your thirst and anybody else's, if you don't have water next to you.
Yes.
Yes, or any sort of source of liquid.
Arizona, please sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
Please.
Do your boys a solid.
Please. We're poor. We need that sweet app revenue.
My parents don't know how money laundering. I need some help.
I don't have the multi-million dollars to commit tax fraud. I'm sorry. My
probably messed up
parents aren't famous. I can't commit tax fraud, so I need some ad revenue to go through college.
we can't. Damn, I wanted to go to USC though.
Oof, I should have joined that rowing team, I swear.
Yeah, damn.
Okay.
Well, hey, at least we won't lose our spot on television.
Oof. Okay. I think it's enough of ask for some ads. Okay. Now, after listening to the whole first season of Serial,
Oh, hey, by the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this because I was on the wrong website. The DNA test,
yes.
they Lee was and Heyman Lee was strangled and found buried in Baltimore's Lincoln Park. She had dated Saeed, and authorities also tested DNA found on her necklace, t-shirt, jacket, and the rope at the scene. Now here's the real kicker. The test showed no DNA match for anyone except Lee and an unidentified woman.
Bruh.
Brown received these results about 5 months ago, but
That's
he has not publicly discussed them. The absence of Saeed's DNA is significant, he said Thursday.
lemon cake.
So why the freaking hell are they still keeping him in there? It's like, oh no, don't worry, he's a transgender. No, he's both a boy and a girl. I'm so sorry, I did not mean to say that. Please don't hate me. But It doesn't make any sense. Why would you keep him in prison, though? If it's an unidentified woman, you know that he's a dude, or he's always been a dude, so.
Well, I guess to one of my theories. All right.
We still
Anisha
haven't
killed
said
her.
who killed her. Yeah.
Aisha killed her.
Do you want to
Proof to back
tell
that up.
them, tell the possible viewers on why you think Aisha, why we think Aisha killed her?
After that recent evidence you just displayed, thanks, Nash.
No problem.
The pure fact that Aisha seemed like the type of person that would get jealous. The statements for which Aisha wasn't there for the initial court ba or court date back in what 1999,
Yeah.
2000, but she was there for the most recent one, and she gave her alibi for it.
Testimony?
That's funny. Yeah,
Yeah.
close enough. And while she's talking, I think that her did her and Adnan have a thing?
I think they were flirting. Yeah, I think they were flirting at the time.
My initial idea is that, or theory, is that Aisha got jealous because Jay or Adnan was probably still like getting over
In
the
the
fact,
fields, yeah.
still getting over the fact of not having Hay or not dating Hay anymore. So he's probably just, I don't know, all depressed.
I'm getting a real Romeo Juliet vibe from this.
Nah, I'm Romeo and Juliet.
If it was like hardcore.
I say some like Aisha got jealous, man. I'm pretty sure she because didn't Aisha do hate?
I don't think they talked much, but I think they did know each other.
Yeah. Would it be enough to assume that Hay was comfortable enough to be with Aisha, which would bring the evidence closing down that she probably got jealous of Hay, knowing that Adnan was probably still loathing over her, and over
Yeah.
jealousy, she killed Hay a rope.
Yeah, manual strangulation.
Due to the most recent evidence of female DNA found onto the on Hay's necklace and all that,
Yeah.
I'd say it'd be a safe guess, presume.
The weird thing is that looking at this looking at Brown's statement further, they say that he consulted with prosecutors and submitted the evidence of DNA testing, and he drew particular attention to the fingernail clippings, and prosecutors argued that Saeed and Lee fought inside the car. But there's no but DNA would be ha would have been present underneath the fingertip. Underneath the victim's fingernails or somewhere else in the car. But another thing like that, recent testing, however, found no DNA.
So maybe she wiped her DNA off or her DNA prints off every single thing she touched. That's
Possibly, but there would still be a sign of tampering, though.
Not sure.
I think we can conclude with this, that Anand did not do it.
Yeah, but I have
It's just that he has incredibly bad luck.
But I do have reasonable We both have reasonable ideas that Adnan and Jay probably found Hay's body, and out of confusion and desperation, most likely buried her body in Linkin Park.
Yeah. And if you think about it, they probably did the honorable thing. Say, well, she's already dead. Let's, do the honorable thing and bury her. Didn't do a good job, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were desperate. They didn't want
Yeah.
to, and plus they're both like
Hey. Yeah.
they're both minorities to
It's also a possibility that just due to like the fear and confusion that may have also spawned like Jay not knowing what to do and maybe panicking and throwing the blame on Seed just because of the fact that yes, they were ex-boyfriend, girlfriend. So I mean, I could understand that. Saying, I guess you could throw that in there.
Well, do you have any reasonable evidence to presume that what would happen?
It still says the defense for Anand Sayin is looking at a further, a bigger foothold, which I don't understand. It's like you have DNA that's not convicting Anand Sayin for this, so throw that out there. Why are they waiting? And I can understand maybe waiting a little bit longer, just have to get more evidence. Because yeah, there is unidentified female DNA evidence on her. But it still doesn't mean that he's out of the woods completely yet. So maybe they're waiting a little bit longer.
I think a lot of this has to do just like, since the case is so old, they probably just don't want to bother with it anymore.
No, but the case being so old, you would think that more people want to figure this out.
Well,
Saying,
the
that's to hurt.
serial podcast is like shedding light on it, so that's most likely the reason it got ignited, and they're looking
Yeah.
over evidence.
Well, we should probably get to our. Well, so we know that we both agree that Anand did not do it. And more than likely, it's Aisha, correct? Aisha killed Hay out of pure jealousy. Just the fact that Anand had feelings.
Yes, and that Adnan and Jay found Hay's body, and out of pure desperation and fear, decided to bury her body in Linkin Park over to say, turn it over to like police. And knowing that they're both men and minorities, and they just see them with a dead female, they don't want to. They'd probably think, like, oh, that's a really dumb idea. So, just
Yeah.
out of desperation, and they're terrified that something like that would occur, they just decide just to bury her body instead.
Right. So that's our theory. Now on to part B of this.
The last segment of the podcast, we
Yes.
have justified on the case, on this case, to be exact.
I believe that Serial did accomplish what it was meant to do. But at the same time, I think that, again, there are still many other questions that are still unanswered.
Yeah,
It's really difficult to really say.
they solved a lot, or they shed light on most of the kind of wonky things that happened during the case. And again, props to hold on, I keep forgetting.
Sarah Cohen.
Sarah Koenig. She did a good
Cohen. Not Sarah Knigge. Sarah Cohen. KOEING.
I said Koenig.
It sounds like you're saying
Oh,
Knig.
God. I'm sorry that I can't pronounce words to your accent. I found that her ability to go into deeper detail on this certain case was extraordinary. And I was mostly just a huge reason for most true crime podcasts today. Hopefully enough light is shed because of the reignition of this
Yeah.
case.
To free Anand. Or at least just prove that he did
Shed
not do it.
light. Or at least to shed light on what happened that day.
Yeah, I totally believe that Serial did do what was intended to do.
Yes.
They weren't there to say, okay, we know who did it, it's this person. They're shedding enough light to leave us and police and the court to take on the story, to finish it up.
Well, one of my kind of like almost not really complaints, but like what I felt like they should have like delved it more into was just the what the police and investigators were kind of like trying to figure out in this case.
Yeah, it seemed like they jumped the gun way too fast.
Yeah. It's like they spent, if not the majority of the entire season, just going around the evidence and the claims that happened in the case, instead of like going into like well, she went into police records and all that and their statements.
Yes.
But
McGilvery and Ritz. Those are the two cops
yeah.
and pretty much investigating it.
If they went further into that, we'd get more of like an idea of like what led to them having the idea of trying to or of arresting Adon and everything along with that.
Yeah.
Well, what time are we at? We're at almost an hour. Nice. Well, I guess we should finish this podcast.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to close it. How should we close it?
Well,
Should we do like some epic music?
this is this was the quote unquote serial.
The best podcast out of the whole classroom.
God,
I'm calling guys out on it. We're number one. You got
I
everyone. Everyone else is like, "Eh, we're the best."
doubt that. Nah. We're gonna get
We number one.
boys. sorry, Kennedy.
Well,
We just wasted an hour of your life. I'm sorry.
yeah, we apologize. We would have wasted a little bit more, but we had to scrap that one because it was just
Pure stupidity.
Miss Kinnegy's okay with us cursing on this, right? Because she curses too.
I guess we'll find out. Anyways,
Fuck.
okay. Wow. Okay. Why do you gotta make my life hell after this? Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. I did most of the talking in this though. That's the weird thing. I paused waiting for you to pick up. And it's nothing. It's like, oh, I'm gonna keep it, okay. It's like a relay race. Here, take it. Take, you know, okay, never mind. I'll give them a lap.
Well, it's just, there's so many things that happened in this case. It's just, it's whack, dude.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, wait, this happened? Yeah, it goes on and on and on, and it's like, oh, wait, another plot hole. Bam, bam, bam.
Just trying to recall like everything that happened during this whole like 12 episode series or season. When it
Yeah, I mean, it's
was
crazy.
we're already an hour. We have to finish. Okay.
There's no time limit on this, though. That's the thing.
I just want to finish.
But
Okay.
we could carry this out for a little bit longer.
No, because I'm pretty sure the podcast like ends straight at 90 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
I'm Connor Miller, and I'm here with my co-host Nash Teblick. Teblack.
Try and pronounce my last name.
In Russian.
If you if you pronounce it right, we could end the podcast.
Tebalak.
Okay. So yeah, thank you for,
Yes.
going through this hellhole with us. We are so sorry for wasting your time. But hey, leave a like and follow us if you want us to do another thing. 'Cause I'm totally down to start. I'm totally down to start like just doing a podcast with you. Like, no joke.
Oh God. Okay, I think we should end this right now.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe possibly we need to talk at school and see what happens. So
Okay.
yeah, again, I'm Nish. I'm here with my Android Connor.
I hate
And
much.
and we'll see you later, guys. Bye.